Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the generous support of the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, Merit Resources of Urbandale, Remax Real Estate Concepts of the Des Moines Metro, West Bank of West Des Moines, Iowa Computer Repair of Windsor Heights, Lotus Moments Event Center of Des Moines, and Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, bindery1.com.
Thank you, Jimmy Olson, and welcome to a brand new week. Today is Monday, February 17, 2014. We're glad you're with us. Today on the News Hour, we're going to look at what happened today on Wall Street. And you thought that they were closed. We've got it. The ADP numbers are out. We're going to spend some time with our friend Todd Dunkel from the Iowa Distilling Company. And there's a bill floating around the State House. It's going to have an impact on his distilling company and others. Also this half hour, we make welcome Derek Lewis from Thelma's Treats. And no, it's not on the diet. The next half hour, we welcome back Mike Caldwell and his friend Kaylee Williams. We're going to be talking startups. We're back with the business news of the day in just a few. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible by the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, home buying and selling made simple with offices throughout the metro at homeconnect.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work all the time, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 19 minutes now before the top of the hour. This is the Monday edition of Insight on Business. You want to contact us and communicate with us? You can do that on Twitter. It's really simple. All you have to do is go to Twitter. It's at IOB underscore NewsHour. That's at IOB underscore NewsHour. And if and you've got some snooze for us, you can send it along via email, iobnewsroom@gmail.com. That's iobnewsroom@gmail.com. Let's take a listen to what we have for the weather. We're going to turn to our in-studio meteorologist. Well, not really a meteorologist, are you?
Well, if I didn't do this, that would be my second pick, I think.
Oh, yeah. You could have been a meteorologist.
Yeah, I love weather.
You could guess just as well as Jason Parkin.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's see. I don't know. It looks like it's going to... No, Jason's pretty good.
Yeah. It was a weird day today.
It's my friend John over at 8. You know, John's good. They're all good.
They're all good.
Yeah, I like them.
They're a lot smarter than I am.
I like Matinka. I just like saying her name.
It's fun.
Tink. You know, they call her that over at KCCI. They call her Tink.
It's a cool nickname.
I think so. What's the weather going to be like?
For today, we have 46 right now, so not too bad after this morning, I'd say.
Yeah, after a snow blizzard this morning.
Tonight, dropping down to 29, so not too bad. And then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 50.
Wow. We're going to like it. Thanks so very much. Dustin Halderson, ladies and gentlemen, stepping in as our informed meteorologist. Not really a meteorologist. I bet McLaughlin's going to be upset with me because I called him a meteorologist. He's not really a meteorologist, so I'm not going to do that anymore. Sorry, John. You don't want to incur the wrath of the weather gods. With us is Mike Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen. He is from the Business Innovation Zone. The Biz Networking Luncheon is happening on Wednesday, and usually before that event, we have Mike in here, and he always brings us great news, exciting stuff that's going on. And he brought us Kaylee Williams today, and this is going to be a fun story. Welcome back to the News Hour, Mike.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're getting to be a regular here.
Well, I'm trying.
Right,
I'm
it's
trying.
Content.
It's all about content.
That's right.
That's right.
So what's going on?
Well, a couple things. Before we get to lunch, we just opened up the Eastern Iowa chapter of the Plains Angels.
That's right.
And we had our first meeting last week in wonderful Swisher, Iowa at the winery. And we had over 70 people show up to find out about being angel investors. And it looks like we'll have our first actual pitch for funding over there next month.
You know, I think that was a tremendous story because we covered that. Eastern Iowa was looking to put together some kind of a program,
that's right.
And they looked over here and they said, oh, wait a minute, why do we want to redevelop something that's already working someplace else? And they invited you guys.
Well, when we built Plains Angels from scratch, it was big tent. It was not, oh, we're only going to be Iowa, we're only going to be Des Moines, or we're only going to be this or that. We're focused on Iowa. There's no doubt about it. But the reality is Iowa is 1% of the population of the United States, so you can't just be tiny. Mm-hmm. So it's big tent. When Iowa City, Cedar Rapids came to us, we were like, this is the greatest thing that could happen.
Absolutely.
So thrilled for us.
Yeah. And it allows so much more broad-based
opportunities.
Right, right. I mean,
because if you're just Des Moines, you're just Des Moines. But if you can focus on their business corridor, which is right. expanding all the time like crazy.
Like crazy. Yeah. They're just as hot as Des Moines is.
So, you know, when those things happen, it's good for everybody.
Absolutely.
So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah, so this week on at the Biz Networking Luncheon, we've got Kaylee Williams coming on to talk about Volunteer Local.
Yeah.
I got to know Volunteer Local 6 years ago. The guy that started it's Brian Hemesath and still is the owner of the company. And it was originally created for the Greater Des Moines Partnership's Art Fest to manage the hundreds of volunteers that they use for the Arts Festival. And several years later, Brian and I were meeting about different business opportunities. I asked, why haven't you monetized this? Why haven't you made a business out of it? And he did. And the next thing I know, he's got Kaylee Williams as an intern. That was, what, 15 months ago. Mm-hmm. And now Kaylee's running the company.
Yeah,
she won't tell you that, but she is.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Kaylee. Tell us how that happens. How do you go from intern to running the company?
Oh, thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me here. It's great to be here.
Glad to have you here.
Well, I started as a part-time intern, so I was 15 hours per week working remotely from Iowa City. I went to the University of Iowa. Go
there
Hawks. And Brian made me an offer, and he said, if you move to Des Moines, I will bring you on full time as our community builder. So I took him up on that offer. I moved to Des Moines. I lived downtown. I bought a cat.
All right.
A car. And
in that order?
In that order.
Okay.
Priorities. And then, you know, about a little over a year later, Brian asked me if I was ready to take the next step up and start making some of the day-to-day decisions for the company, and I accepted, and I haven't looked back.
Great. Kaylee Williams, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great story, by the way, and I think it's fabulous. What were you planning to do before you became an intern at Volunteer Local?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I wanted to be a writer.
Right.
I wanted to work with people. I was always passionate about volunteering, so I volunteered a lot when I was at the University of Iowa, just doing different things. I started a program when I was working in the residence halls to get people together every Saturday to do just a community service activity. So I knew when I graduated that I had this combination of interests and skills that seemed to align really well with Volunteer Local. And when I accepted the internship, I loved it. So, you know, moving forward with Volunteer Local and becoming full-time was just perfect for me and my trajectory.
And now that you're living with your cat and your car and you're downtown and all these kind of cool things are going on in your life, Kaylee Williams, what do you do on a day-to-day basis running Volunteer Local?
Oh, that is the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I work with a lot of customers one-on-one. Customer support is very important to us. We want people to come back year after year. We want them to fall in love with Volunteer Local, fall in love with the support staff, and continue to use us every year. So a lot of customer service. I write the blog, so I get to use that English degree. I do all our social media stuff. I get the pleasure of doing demos for different people who are curious about switching to Volunteer Local, but they're not quite sure if it's what they want or if they're ready. I like to tell people that our biggest competitor is a spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet.
Yep, an Excel spreadsheet.
That's kind of old school, isn't it?
Oh, it's very old school, Michael. but, you know, people, they're used to it and they're comfortable.
I know.
Yeah.
So give us the backstory of Volunteer Local as far as what it does for volunteering and for, I suspect, nonprofit organizations.
Sure. Yeah, you are absolutely correct. We have a lot of nonprofits that use Volunteer Local. What the system does is it helps volunteer coordinators to schedule their volunteers. So within Volunteer Local, you create the jobs and the shifts that you need filled, and then you turn that event live, and your volunteers can sign up. They select what they want to do, when they're available to do it. They answer the questions that you've created, and they don't need a username or a password to do it. So we make it
really?
As easy as possible to sign up and volunteer for an event.
So... okay, so let's walk me through how this works. If I have a nonprofit and I want to get 40 volunteers together for something, whatever that something is. I know it's going to be the Ride the Raccoon. Ah, here's the story. My bride happens to be the president of the Des Moines Cycle Club. Right now she's at, you know where she's at right now? She's hanging out at Bike World right now. They're doing a wine and cheese festival over there.
It's and you're working.
And I'm here. What the heck is this deal? Until 7 o'clock. So if you're out and about and you want some wine and cheese and talk bicycles, head over to Bike World in Urbandale on Douglas Avenue and say howdy for us. But let's say that she's going to be doing the Tour of the Raccoon ride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's an overnight trip to Jefferson. And she's going to need 15 to 20 volunteers to stake out along the trail and do other things. What happens?
All right. So she would go in to volunteer local.
Now, does she have to be a member? Does she pay you money? Or how does it? How,
oh, no. We have a free version that empowers events all over the world. And the free version is not a bait and switch. So you can create the jobs and the shifts that you need. You can recruit your volunteers. You can pretty much own that data. And you can do that all for free on Volunteer Local. So what she would do is she would go in and she would identify the jobs that she needs volunteers to do. So maybe it's, you know, setting up the bike stations. Maybe she needs someone to hand out drink tickets. And then she needs to identify the times when people need to be there. So the race starts at noon. She needs someone to work from noon until 3 p.m. And maybe she needs three people to do that job from noon to 3 p.m.
So each job is segmented according to how many people, how long the job is, with a good description of what is needed.
Yep.
And then that goes on to Volunteer Local, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then if I am an interested person or a volunteer or potential interested person or volunteer, I suspect that what my bride then needs to do is go to social media and start broadcasting this all over the place.
And that is correct. We give her a URL for her webpage. Yeah.
It's also easy once you figure it out.
Really,
it
yeah.
It well, always looks easy in the end, but it's not to build it.
Yeah. So is that correct? That's how then she would get that information out to her volunteer base?
Mm-hmm. Social media, a newsletter, mm-hmm. just a regular old email blast. However she can do it, you know, it's no bars hold.
And we're talking with Kaylee Williams, ladies and gentlemen, all about this. This is a fantastic thing. It's called Volunteer Local. She is now the runs the company, for crying out loud. She was a 15-hour-a-week mm-hmm. intern. We're talking to all these kids. Mike called
Things
them.
Move more quickly than they did in our age, don't they?
They certainly do. Yesterday I was a janitor. Today I run the company.
That's right.
But we just had a young man in here from Thelma's Cookies who said, well, we only started this 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Things scale so quickly sometimes, especially if you've got a winner, if you've got a great idea. So this deal, as far as getting this information out, Kaylee, to everybody, we use traditional media, social media, whatever it happens to be. And then as those jobs are filled in, I, as the administrator for that particular volunteer thing, I get to track that, I suspect.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Correct. You get to open up a report and see all the volunteers that have signed up for your event and the answers to their questions. And then you can export all that data into Excel. So if you really want to have that spreadsheet,
you gotta have the spreadsheet.
You can have that spreadsheet. You can check your volunteers in using Volunteer Local. There's a whole thing, a whole slew of functionality that you can do on the back end as an administrator that makes it easy to recruit volunteers.
Right. I think this is fabulous. And we're going to take a short break, reset here, and come back with more with Kaylee Williams, ladies and gentlemen, and Mike Caldwell. We want to remind you that they are going to be part of the big thing at 11:30 on Wednesday at the Business Innovation Zone. Stay with us. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of West Bank of West Des Moines and Iowa. West Bank works for businesses. Learn more at westbankstrong.com. And the Lotus Moments Event Center, open for your next business meeting, networking function, and company party, lotusmomentseventcenter.com. Yeah, wine and cheese at Bike World over in Urbandale. I'm Douglas, and what am I doing? Working, for crying out loud. That's the way it goes, you know. Kaylee Williams is in studio with us, along with Mike Caldwell. Mike is with the Business Innovation Zone, part of the Des Moines Partnership. And Kaylee is running the shop called Volunteer Local, and we're talking to her about how organizations can get involved with Volunteer Local at no charge, by the way. But then there is a business model that extends to these multi-day large events. Let's start a Principal Charity Classic, Hy-Vee Triathlon. We're talking about some of these things that go with hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteers. That's got to be a logistical nightmare. I mean, I knew a lot of the people that were doing the Principal Charity Classic volunteer work, but getting all those people in the right place and all that stuff, that's a hell of a spreadsheet. So, but tell us how it works with Volunteer Local.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can say that again. You know, you've got...
It'd be a hell of a mess. Yeah, it's a spreadsheet.
You've got volunteers with unique or special skills. You've got Sally calling you the day of the event, letting you know that she can't volunteer from 4 until 6 any longer. You've got Billy saying that he knows Sally's going to be there after 6 and he can't work near her. And it just becomes a complete logistical nightmare.
Sure.
So some of the paid features in Volunteer Local allow the volunteer coordinator a lot more functionality when the volunteers arrive the day of the event. They can check them in. They can check them out. They can move them around by just clicking a volunteer and dragging them into a new shift in the database. You know, essentially anything that they need to do the day of the event, they can do with a paid version.
I think, yeah, it sounds simple, but when you start to work on those sheer huge numbers, I mean, you know, the triathlon, for how many people were volunteering for that, you know?
Oh, nearly 1,000.
Yeah. So how are you going to keep all that straight? So this now happens among local people, Volunteer Local.
Mm-hmm.
Are you branching out outside of Des Moines?
Oh, yeah. We are all over the nation and all over the world. In fact, English-speaking countries right now. We have not yet translated the webpage into any other language, but we have clients in Ireland, Australia, Canada.
Now we find out what you get to do. Do you get to travel a little bit?
Occasionally I get to travel. I've been doing a couple trips down to Austin, Texas.
Okay.
I'll be heading to South by Southwest.
I was going to say South by Southwest.
Yeah,
she won the contest at the partnership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. And the partnership's spending a lot of bucks to go down there and kind of showcase the technology sector here in the Des Moines market.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And looking for talent.
Absolutely.
You know, we're one of the top-ranked cities in the nation now. It makes recruiting a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, it sure does. How would you like to be Poughkeepsie? Yeah, I don't think so. But that's great. So it's called Volunteer Local. It's mm-hmm. volunteerlocal.com.
Correct.
And people can get in touch with you there, and you can run the company and send somebody to see them?
Absolutely. You can shoot me an email at hello@volunteerlocal.com.
I love it. hello@volunteerlocal.com. It's so much better than info. It really is. Kaylee Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she is Volunteer Local. Mike Caldwell, thanks for coming in and sharing this
with us. And there's still sign-up available for the lunch on Wednesday to hear more from Kaylee. It's on www.bizci.com.
BIZCI.com. Thanks so very much. Hey, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks so very much for being with us. For Dustin Halderson, he is our technical director. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. Our liaison between the News Hour and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks so very much for being with us. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.